Connected to CMN Network.
WAVD. All star test. I got you. KKJL.
Connected to CMN Network.
Copy, Tom.
I hear you.
Just playing around with this, making sure everything's good. So I got it back to normal. I did light up a few of my numbers last night, too.
Yeah, I'm on the QIP as well. So, you're actually connected directly with your node. I see. But, anywho, yep, all's right in the world. I'm going to probably start working on that node sometime later. No hurry.
Okay, I heard RCY too, but I think I heard him on 147.200 on my other radio, so warning done. So I did hear you. Just, I get too many things in my hand right now. So, okay, very good. All right, Sean, you have a good day. I'll talk to you later, and we'll do that little test right around 1 o'clock.
Okay, back to work. WAFU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Underpants.
Connected to CMN Network.
You off to. Were you over here? He is analog. Put that in the presses. I actually have to go sign some documents at the Washington office related to my, well, whatever. I have to go sign some docs, and I was desperate for coffee. There's no rush for me to get over there for the signature, but it was a good excuse because I needed coffee something awful. So I'm in line at the Starbucks across the street from the Washington office. Well, you said the word Starbucks, so now Marion's going to want you to DoorDash one over here. I have to look you up on the app, see if you're a good tipper. Yeah, I think she is. Her husband's kind of cheap, though. It's what everybody says. On Discord, it's got to be true. So you're already there? I am the next person in line to pick up my beverage. And then it's right across the street from my destination. I decided to get the coffee first because it's a right turn in and a right turn out. Whereas if I go to the office first, then I got to get across Grossbeck and it's a left turn in. It's a backtrack to the light and a left turn out. It's just a lot easier to get it on the way there. Oh, very good. I'm using my node and my little Motorola XPR to talk to my node. So I'm using, I set up my node to an outside antenna, and I got my little XPR 5550 putting out 1 watt. So as low as she'll go. So that's for my walking
So now I can have a walking experience and be able to use a repeater. Full coverage over here in beautiful New Baltimore with a gutter-mounted antenna and 1 watt.
Ooh, we got hummus and garlic. Shawarma bowl place coming right next to the Starbucks. So there you go. So what time are you leaving for Papa? I think you said around noonish.
Noonish would be the latest. We're pushing for 11:30, so we don't have to rush. We really don't have to get there till like 5, because tonight is just a viewing type thing. Tomorrow's all the formal stuff, and they'll be busy tomorrow till about 3:30. Tomorrow will be at least a 6-hour event. He was a chief for many years, and he was pretty high up the ladder, so it's going to be a fairly big event, at least for a small town. So I'm thinking about 6 hours for that event, but tonight's only a couple hours.
Roger. Oh, there you go. And you say his son was your best man, or you were his best man, or something like that?
I think both ways, to be honest with you. Him and I were partners on this, both engines, trucks, and medic car for many, many years. So we did lots of things. I would show up all hungover, and he would drive and tell me not to talk.
Gotcha. All right. Well, didn't know the man, but my condolences. And I'm sure you'll see a lot of folks there back to the old stomping grounds. All right. I'm just pulling up here. I got to get parked and get in, take care of my business and my fitness, and get back out here. Parking is a bear. They don't want us to park in the visitors' parking anymore. So I got to go figure out where I can park. And the place they told me I could park is blocked. Ay, ay, ay. WFU.
WFUD. Yeah, third generation chiefs. Dad. The guy made it to 94. I mean, really, really was fortunate with his health up until the last few years. He was still chasing fires in his 80s, so he was really fortunate with his health. And he walked every day. Every day he did like a couple mile walk, so I think that helped him stay healthy. And then my best friend Kurt was the chief for 6 years, and now Kyle. You've talked to Kyle about that repeater that one time when they needed consulting on that. Now he's chief, so basically we're up to third generation of chiefship over there. So it's a pretty influential family for a small town. All right, I'll talk to you later. Be careful, sign away. W8BD.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8 FGF. Whiskey, Bravo 8. Papa, Bravo, this is KF8 FGF. Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Bravo, do you copy KFAFGS? No response from Whiskey, Bravo 8, Papa, Bravo. KF8, GBA, do you copy? Kilo, Foxtrot 8. Bravo. Oh, you got me. negative copy.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
WAFU.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
I take it all went well with your meeting. And now you get to go to lunch for being a good student. Good morning. I got that in with 1 minute to spare. No meetings this morning. I had to go sign some documents and then that's about it, really. Some stuff I was working on. I just did get lunch. I'm on my way back with my lunch as we speak. What's up with you?
Well, other than itchy eye, not much. My head's not as clogged as it used to be, but there's still something in the air that's making my eyes itch. I was up all night fighting it and everything, and then the storm came through about 2 o'clock and woke me up as well. It was only about an 8-minute storm, but it was enough to hit the glass everywhere and... just check for leaks, and it's all good, but, yeah. So, that's about it. Itchy eyes, and not much else new here. And, of course, what was going on with the internet this morning and everything. But, you know, we're all back to some form of abnormality, just like this operator.
Yeah, a little brisk. Oh, but not bad. Of course, I'm just running around in long sleeve shirt, so don't really have much of a jacket or anything, so just on the borderline of needing maybe a light jacket or fleece would be good. I've got one of those here somewhere, but I got some stuff I'm working on, got some things I got to do this evening, and all in all, slow day. All right, anyhow, Donald, I got to get parked here, get inside, and eat my pad thai chicken. Wow, that's still piping hot.
Copy that. Make sure you get your parking space. I hear you're having problems with that again. All right, have a good afternoon. I just thought I'd chime in and say hello, and because I don't know who's around. I know Wally and his missus are on the road, so on and so forth, so... just thought I'd chime in real quick and say hello. All right, have a good afternoon. Enjoy your chicken, and we'll catch up with you somewhere down the road. We'll always be listening. W8RCY, we're clear.
WNFU.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W-A-W.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Really? Yeah, I'm looking at him in the mirror. Did you finally escape? I did. Currently rolling down 16 mile, heading west. And rolling down Hill Road, going east. I gotta drive all the way home, and then I gotta turn around and drive all the way out to Richmond. So it's like too long between when I gotta be in Richmond and now to just hang out here. So home I go. Well, you're almost halfway there already. Get a putter around town or something. For over 3 hours? Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah, that might be worth a drive home. Sometimes with the kids, by the time I get home, I may as well turn around and come back. Well, and there's also the fact that I'm in the company vehicle, and I don't think I could make a case for de minimis use running up to Richmond on a personal matter. That's a little off the path. Well, you just kind of poke into a sight wire up there, and then it makes it all right, doesn't it? Oh, I could do better than that. I could actually, I've always got something going on. I could just say, you know what, I'm going to do that, but I also don't work at 7 o'clock, so that'd be stretching it. No, I'm just going to go home, change, switch cars, and head out. That works. Yeah, at least traffic will be better at that time. It'll be, should be smooth sailing. Although, I hear you can't move around Warren without hitting Orange Bell right now. So with today's little snafu, this morning's little snafu, it makes me think, why are we using FQDN? Why wouldn't we just use IP addresses? Because we control them and we don't change them. Why would we put an Achilles heel in the ointment? I don't know, that one was DNS. I think it was something else. The SIM card popped out of the failover router, so I don't know what the initial root cause was, but the backup had a physical failure. Yeah, but I've got 44 net natively in all my sites. how could any failure in Fenton cause that to go down? I mean, that should remain running. So as long as I don't need to do an DNS conversion, I should be able to run that route all day and all night, unless I'm misunderstanding something, which I very well could be.
Yeah, that might be a better question for the master, but yeah, I'm not sure. Is your hub local now, or is it running out of Fenway?
It's currently there, but it's ironic that today is the day I was building the new one that I'm going to locate locally, and I was locating locally for exactly this reason. I didn't want some sort of remote failure, you know, way out there to affect my little, you know, operation here, and it threw me for a loop. Why? Well, no, I mean, because, you know, clearly, yeah, no, that, okay, so you know what, it would if I had it here, it probably would have still worked, now that I think of it. I'm just trying to think, yeah, because when I was trying to get on there, I still got to go through the internet, which has got to come in through them. So if there's a failure there that I can't get over, and then if the repeaters, the hub is there, so, yeah. But that has been explained, the Mecca, because the Mecca is here, and its two satellite receivers are here. Well, maybe those were connected. How would we know? We weren't able to get to it because we couldn't. Yeah, okay, you know what? Now that I'm thinking about all the things we tried, all of them were dependent upon that, and they had nothing to do with the local network, so. Yeah. Maybe that wasn't. Okay, I wasn't thinking about it. I came in, I said, huh, why this? And then went about my day.
Yeah, that's all above my pay grade. I don't know. I think he's got it set to evenly reroute around if the east data center is down to go over to the west. So something hiccuped, but you know, we'll have to stay tuned to figure out what it was.
Oh, we saw what it was. Didn't you see the pictures of the humidity goodness?
Well, that was the internet connection on the failover, right? So what happened to the main? And we know what happened to the failover, but also what system went down and what was working, what wasn't.
Oh, right. I was just referring to the failover. Yeah, I don't know what took out the main. But anywho, it still gets me wondering, you know, like if all my repeaters are on a local network here, you know, the one that I have all hardened and battery backed up and, you know, totally not dependent upon the internet, and, you know, my hubs are inside that subnet, you know, I don't want to call it a subnet because that has a meaning, that physical sub build out. If everything I have is within that, then as long as they don't have to rely on anything outside of the regional build, I should be able to keep all connections up and running and the whole time. Now, obviously, getting to the hub from outside is going to require, you know, connectivity. But in theory, if you had 44net locally, you know, like if I had 44net directly into my house from, let's say, Warren, then I would have been able to, from that, I should have been able to get on there. And if my hub resided on one of the towers down here, and my repeaters, then everything should have been hunky-dory. You should have been able to look at everything, navigate around. Everything should have stayed up and connected. You know, but all my repeaters disconnected because my hub is in Fenton. So, you know, so that's part of the reason I want to bring it back. So they should have stayed running. I don't know. That's the problem when I get thinking this stuff out. I get my tongue twisted and I'm pretty sure I, whatever. I'm building the hub right now to bring it home, so that should help with a lot of that.
Yeah, a lot of that's over my head, too. It's all what the wizard does. I'm just the monkey holding the ropes. Anyway.
Yep, I know just enough to be dangerous about that end of it. So, but I'm learning a little bit more and getting a little bit more dangerous every day.
Yep, yep, that's how I feel. Just enough to be dangerous. make it sound like you know what you're talking about.
The other thing I'm doing in all this is I feel like I have too many five-digit all-star numbers. Just no need for it, and so I want to give a whole bunch of them back. I got like seven of them. I just absolutely have no reason to have, especially with now that you can split. See, back when I got them all, you couldn't split, but now that you can split and do the six-digit thing, you know, I have no need for. I just pick my two nicest ones. Like I got 48,000 and 48,100, and so 48,000 and 48,100. Hell, those two alone. Be everything I'd ever need. I'm probably going to dedicate 48,100. I'm probably going to split that one and use that one for everything in the FBI network. And then I'll keep 48,000 for myself and just give the whole shooting match back. I'll probably keep 43,732 for a little while just in the transitional period until people get used to the new numbers. I'm trying to get that all mapped out and think everything out and all the caveats and all the but-thens and what-ifs and all that. Because I want to, you know, measure several times and only cut once.
Yeah, you could do the private note thing, too. But I saw they're pulling back numbers that aren't being used. If they haven't been used in a year or whatever, they're stealing them back, so... They're trying to recover some of those numbers by force, too.
Yeah, well, I went in and I lit all mine up, so they all show as having been active within the last couple of months. So I'm keeping them protected until I'm good and ready to give them back. But I'm going to probably give back at least seven of the 10 that I got, and or maybe six to start, and then maybe, you know, two more after that, but I definitely don't need 10. That's a way overkill. So that's part of what I'm doing here is I'm going to get the whole FBI network off on one of them that I'm going to split. So there's that. So the only bear is, you know, it used to matter what number you know, like how low your number was, right? But unless you've got a four-digit, you know, it's hardly a big deal. I got a 43, five-digit 43, which is pretty low, but not low enough to lose any sleep over.
Yeah, one of the guys up here got that email, and he doesn't even know where his note is. Just turned on to wind it back up. He's just kind of like, oh, whatever. Guess it's gone.
Well, that's where IAX DV switch app on your phone comes in real handy. You just punch in the node number you want to activate, register, boom, drop out, put in the next one, register, drop out, and boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, it won't be too bad to, once he finds the thing to just re-pull a number for it, but... Nothing too special about it. It's not like you're trying to connect to a repeater system or something. It's just a personal node.
I've been looking at all the numbers I possess and seeing which one you know, a number that works fantastic in a five-digit format is not necessarily the best one for a six-digit format. Like 48000 is a pretty nifty five-digit. But when you go to the 10-digit, I got 48100, which is actually a little nicer, 48001, 48102, 48103. I think that was a little bit more, you know. But, and you're thinking about ease of people remembering. So I want the, you know, but enough on that. The goal is I want the repeaters reporting status, and I want them to, I want people to be able to directly connect to them, because I'm going to set up all scan on them, and I'm going to have control ops. So I want them to be able to get to each one, and if they're all private, then, you know, they got to do a bunch of rigmarole to, you know, to get to them, and I would rather just have them be able to, you know, do it without having to qualify them, and, you know, I'm still open to discuss, you know, to thinking, you know, my thinking about doing it all private, but I do like the reporting and to a degree, so I'm probably going to just split one of my numbers and do a, what the hell is that? Oh, that was my phone telling me I have a appointment at 7 o'clock. I've never heard that noise before. But anyhow, so it's a matter of reporting with the private nodes, how they show up in my bubble chart. So I'm going to have all the repeaters are going to go to a private node before they go to the main hub, and all the private nodes are going to go to a, like I kind of got the HQ thing, all the private nodes will go to a, well, that won't be private, that'll be reporting. So I just got to think about that, you know, which ones are going to be private, which ones are going to be reporting, how I want to use it, what kind of buffer I want to have between the main hub and, you know, these different things. Like, I want to bring in HOIP and, hold on, I want to bring over, like, all radioless connections on a private node, and, you know, and I'm going to have a Broadcastify feed that's going to be off on a ham VoIP box. So that's going to be a private node. Nobody will be able to access it or get to it. So I got a lot of things I'm penciling out. I got a pretty good roadmap all planned out. I just got to think it out here. Oh, are you kidding me? God darn it. Traffic, people.
Yeah, you got to move out to the country. There's no traffic out here. Yep. Hey, let's see if you do the private nodes, you can manually put them in there to, like, list out what they are on the, I think it does at least on your, on the node that your main node or whatever, you can have them list out and be reported what they actually are, and not just say it's hidden, but don't remember exactly, but yeah, sounds like you got it handled, figured out, doesn't really be too bad, just get a do a whole bunch of reprogramming.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I got Debian installed on one of the Weiss boxes. I put a 512 SSD that I bought for that one in it. And got Debian on it. I got to get it all updated and refreshed and all that. And then I got to install everything else and, you know, and get it all set up. So I'm not quite to the point where I got to figure it all out, but pretty close. Once I got it all running, I think I can get it deployed kind of piece by piece. I can install that at the site, get backup power and everything else on it, and then I can take the current hub and connect it up to the new hub, and then I can slowly bring each repeater over one by one to the new nodes and slowly transition it over without losing a burp. So, should work out good.
Yeah, the white little wise boxes are pretty powerful little tools. I got one running at my house and just doing all sorts of servery stuff with it. And you got a few diagram haters running in it. Running some services natively on it. Not doing anything big with it. Just check MK and get that around the whole network. And pie hole and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're handy. They're a hell of a lot more robust than the pies, in my opinion. Fred was saying that he was having some spotty luck with the SSDs that they came with. I mean, that at the time, I think I bought the same ones he bought. We were getting 256 and 512s for, you know, for like, I think $17 was a 256 and $22 for a 512. So I got one of my boxes upgraded to a 256. That's probably the one I got on the 2.6 machine. And then I've got a 512 that I just had laying around in one of the boxes that I called Foo Lab. It was just my little, I think it was running an Arch Linux distribution called MX. And I had heard good things about it, so it was just kind of like I was experimenting around playing with it. But I grabbed that box and blew the dust off of it. So, I got one of the good SSDs in here. So away we go. I got Debian on it. And that'll be the hub. That'll probably go to the Warren 2. And that'll be a good, solid, healthy place for it to live out its days.
Yeah, I don't know if my SSD got replaced or not. I think it might be replaced, but whoever I got it from on eBay. But I know I threw more memory in it because that was being a dog. And I had chucked memory in my laptop, and I was like, you know what, I don't really need the laptop. Pulled out of the laptop and shoved it in the wise box. Pep that up a little bit.
Oh man, I'm tired. I'm gonna get home and I'm not gonna want to go back out. Jeez, oh Pete.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, that was my Monday. I finished working and was just exhausted when I laid down in my bed, and 2 hours later, like, woke up and, oh, I guess I should eat dinner.
I heard the network announcement, made me think of something. NAWRO, Tim, you around? W8FU.
Yes, sir. We were wondering if that time's going to announce tonight.
So it's Wednesday, so this is the D2Net tonight, right?
Yep, that is correct. 6:50, planned connection.
All right, you guys were just going to connect Mecca to the net, right? You don't need me to do anything, right? Or do you? I don't care. I just want to be sure I know whether I do or don't. I got to be up at your place, your neck of the woods, at 7 o'clock. It'll be about a mile from you. And probably get some chow up there at one of them places. But is there anything I need to do?
No, I don't believe so, Sean. We're just going to connect at 6:50 and then disconnect when the net's over. Provided everything goes smoothly, don't see any reason to have you on standby. Wally did mention that the Morse code time will not announce over the net.
No. As long as you guys are disconnected from Central Michigan, there's nothing broadcast over the network. You don't have to worry about nothing. And you don't need me to connect up for you. Right? You don't need the Richmond repeater connected. You're gonna do it with the Mecca, so I won't need to disconnect or anything. That was my question.
That's correct, Sean. It's just the Mecca, and we can handle it with what you gave us. Greatly appreciated.
Okie doke. Yeah, I started working on the new hub for the for the FBI, and once I get that done, then you should have several of those. You can bookmark. You'll have, and you'll be able to do all sorts of things on the repeaters individually and the hub globally. So that's the path I started down today. And, just little time consuming. You all gotta get everything set up, make sure everything's working. But it's not hard. It's just, I don't want to say tedious, but it's just you gotta do it. I guess that's how I put it. You just gotta do it.
NAWRO, well, understood. You gave us enough toys to play with, so we're kind of happy for now. Appreciate you doing that too, though. And Dave's happy to be able to join the net tonight. So we're going to see how this goes. John and I did test yesterday, and, you know, as expected, it worked fine. So knock on wood, I think we're going to be all set.
Yeah, I like AllScan a lot. Wally turned me on to that, and, you know, I hadn't, you know, noticed that it's pretty simple. It can be really, you know, kind of trimmed down, and then it's got the logins with different levels of privilege and that. So I really like it for this purpose, you know, to give multiple people the ability to connect, disconnect, and do some other very basic things. And really, that's it. It's just basically a easy connection manager, and it formats nicely to the phone as well. You know, ASL3 and ASL and or ALMON3 and ALMON2 and SuperMon, they're all wonderful tools in their own right, and they have their pros and their cons. But you know, they're difficult. You know, they're a little bit more difficult. You know, there's a lot more going on, and they don't format well to a telephone. So if you just need to drop a connection or something like that, you know, it's overkill, if you will. AllScan kind of is like the perfect little. The only thing I wish you could do with AllScan is I wish you could just have a, you know, disable transmitter button for, you know, then you'd have true control off status. You know, people could come in there, and if the sun was going awry, they could kill the transmitter. That would be sweet. It would make it the perfect tool. Anyhow, don't mean to leave you out, Lance.
Hey, go ahead, Lance, if you're there still.
Sorry, bus is here. Hey, ABLA 73.
All righty, we'll catch you later, and that's good timing because I am making the final approach. So I'm going to get inside, check in, see what's going on, and then I'll be back out here in a bit heading up your way. I'm going to be literally right down the street from you. So, get close enough to the mailbox here today. All right. If yours, Tim. W8. If you.
All right. Thanks again, Sean. We did let Riley know too, so maybe some of his guys might check in with the receiver being at Richmond here. We'll see how that works as well. Appreciate it again. NAWRO. I'll be clear.
CFASUN, listening.
This is Whiskey 8, Charlie Mike Charlie, double Kuwait CFC, mobile, Livonia.
That's not Florida.
Florida, I am in Michigan.
I'm just in the gas, so I'll be here.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I don't want to be connected to CMN Network. VECTCS, I don't want you to be either. Well, then disconnected, dickhead. See, I'm not no ordinary nigga. I put you in your place, nigga. Bang, 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 bang at you, bang, bang. Come on, bang, bang. Hello, little repeater.
Take a wrong turn in Tennessee, or what brings you up to Michigan?
Well, for one, I was born and raised here. For two, I've got friends here. And three, I'm going to take four for your business.
Yeah, you come to play up in Dayton?
Yeah, because Dan's been asking me every year since I left. Come on, man, you go to Dayton. So I'm like, all right, fine. But I needed to get away for a little while because it's really hot down there.
Yeah, we still haven't kicked spring down up here, so I don't know. Maybe that you're coming up here is what's responsible for this weekend actually getting warm. Switch up here. That's Michigan for you. To show up. So, been improving. I know LTS is online, so that might be better than Livonia, because you're coming in a bit scratchy, but not sure. I know LTS, I've been getting something going on, and it beeps every time somebody transmits on it.
So LTS is connected to this?
Roger, yeah, the FBI and the FEMA networks are connected, so you can talk to LTS or on LTS or any of the other FEMA machines and still be on the FBI.
I just went over to 2175 and I didn't hear you, so it must be down.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I know that the LTS has had some issues. It's been beeping, like they said it was getting too much reflective power back, so it starts beeping. But I don't know. I'm only in Seaman Land now. I'm up up north of Flint and Flushing.
Oh wow. Yeah, LTS just has problems. Period. I don't think he lives in the area anymore. I think he moved out west, like Grand Rapids or something. So, you know, access to that site is probably limited.
My understanding is he's somewhere on the west side of the state now, and doesn't like he's the only one that could go up there and poke at it. So. But anyway, I'm about home, so I will say 73. This is the ABA line.
Hey, 73 ABA Y double.
Connected to CMN Network.
Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec. Anyone out there?
You're connected to CMN Network.
KJO from W8FU. KJO, what's up, Sean? Is there a reason Waze is trying to get me off 94 here? I'm trying to get up to Richmond, but they keep telling me to get off Gratiot, Cab Exit, and Harper, and trying to get me off.
Where are you going in Richmond? Up to the site? And where are you at on 94?
I'm down here south of 16 Mile Road still. And I've, there's why they have me for, okay. That explains it.
Did you find the reason for your delay?
Yep, just tail lights and stop traffic. So I'm at the Harper exit.
because I ignored him, it's going to be a 14-minute traffic jam. Clear up right after North River.
Way
off
the way. So, yeah, serves me right for not paying attention. I don't think this has anything to do with up there. That's where I'm going, but I think this has to do with whatever this is. So that's why they were trying to get me off 94. Some sort of bottleneck here between Harper and 16 Mile, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds about typical for this time of day. I said it should clear up right after 16. And you should get a little bit more ease once you get close to the Hall Road. And then it'll open up.
Roger. Anyhow, no, I'm not going to the site. I've got to go preview an estate just north of town.
What? You're moving up to the city?
What do you mean? Richmond is the big city. That ain't like Memphis.
Yeah, I like Richmond. It's just that taxes are higher there, where I got a good deal on a home in Memphis, and it's nice and quiet the way I like it.
Oh, I know. Yeah, you ain't kidding. Taxes are horrific right now. They're a deal breaker for me, you know. And I'm getting to the point now where I'm probably not going to be making any significant bank over what I make now. So I pretty much got to figure what I'm making is what I'm making, and I'm going to have to make that work. So things like inflation and cost of living and all that stuff is just kicking my arse.
Sure how it is down in your end, you know, neck of the woods in your little side street there. But Memphis, the taxes are pretty decent.
I came very, very close to buying my dream property out Bell River Road a few years back. And that was before the golf course. North of Bell River Road, north off of Bell River Road, and it literally, it was my dream property. My wife had a couple of reservations. She didn't like well water and septic and all. Well, septic I don't think she'd care about, because she wouldn't know the difference, but well water was a deal breaker with her. Propane, I suppose I could have, you know, that's, again, that's on me, not her. But aside from that, this place was just, again, it was my dream house. And I should have did it. Could have, should have, and could have. We'd be out there, God, we'd probably be out there about 20 years now. God knows what that property would be worth now.
Yeah, my coworker worked, or lived down there off of Harrington by the hospital. And then when his son was able to, which is, Mom, Dad, I'm buying your house. And kicked them out. I sold them the property, you know, sold them the house and moved up to Riley Township by me. And they just added on a 900, either 700 or 900 square foot mother-in-law suite on the back of their house. And yeah, their taxes went up, but the property value also doubled.
Yeah, that's good. That's money in the bank, but property values going up doesn't help pay the bills until you sell, and then everything's gone up. So that's like me. I look at what I paid and what my house is worth now, and you know, I've done all right. But what would I do with it? You know, I'd sell it now, and everything I'd buy would have gone up equally. So. And the taxes, oh my God. So I'm probably where I'm going to die. So I'm going to try to convert that into something that works for us. You know, really, if I could just, I got to fix some things, but really, if I could just get the, you know, the layout, you know, better for us as we age. And I got some ideas. So
I like where I'm at. I like pretty much just about everything about where I'm at. Just the house itself, I need to modify it so it suits our aging better, I guess. W8FU.
Yeah, I get it. You know, my neighbor two doors down, her and her husband are expanding their little abode and converting the garage to a master suite and adding a two-car garage on the other side. They just got approved for the loan, so once they build on that, her property value is going to go up, which means that my property value is going to go up, which I like. Are you through all that traffic mayhem yet?
I am not. I am right alongside of one of my towers at Harper and 94. And it looks like, according to Waze, it clears up just a short ways after this, I think. But, they warned me. I didn't listen. Pay the fiddler for my not trusting them. Oh, no, it goes a lot farther.
You'll be all right. It'll start to pick up pretty quickly. Patience is a virtue. All right, I got to make a phone call real quick. I'll be back. KJO.
Good evening, Steve. What's up?
Well, I'm just going to Mount Clemens Music Practice, flashing under the program here, I guess they say. So, have a little design afterwards, and that's it.
I didn't catch what you were doing. Said something about going into Mount Clemens and then catching dinner, and what's got you in Mount Clemens? You going to the church to make some pasties?
Yeah, they made them last week, but no, as I was saying, music practice, I miss that part, but that's what it is. I play in my heavy metal group, you know, the handbell.
Okay. What instrument do you play?
Handbells. It's like, between 13 and 15, people, you know, that make up a 5-octave group, so I play handbells. I just play the bigger ones. So they say heavy metal, I play the ones that are somewhere between, like, maybe 5.5 and 8 pounds, maybe.
There you go. You got some big bells.
Yep, they're brass. They're made in Pennsylvania. I think there's two companies that are prominent. There's one in Europe, but they're Whitechapel Bells in England, but they have a set there, but they're pricey, and they seem different. So there's the Turmeric and the Malmark, and there are two companies in Pennsylvania that make bells.
I assume that they supply the bells, that you don't have to bring your own.
Yeah, no, that's why sometimes, like, when we're playing, like, festivals and stuff, for a while, you know, sometimes, you know, usually we just play at the one church, but sometimes you go to different places or festivals. It's good to have know someone with a van or a truck.
There you go. Man, I'll tell you what, did I screw up not getting off the freeway here? It's a mess. How are you getting up there? You pedaling or bussing or walking? What you doing?
In the car, going up Gratiot. You're Gratiot, the 14 miles. So again, not too far to go, there's like five, it's just like the pianos or keys on a piano. You get 5 octaves, I think that's what, something like 70 bells, I think it is, something like that. Play the full, and there's mallets, different sizes that go with it, and then you got 3 or 4 inch foam pads, and then you got covers for the pads, and cables, and then the repertoire of music, And then we've got five octaves of what they call fire chimes, which are squares like tubes. And they have a striker on it. We've got five octaves of those as well. So it's a little bit of, especially if someone's been around for a while and they have a full repertoire of music, you know, you got maybe, you know, dozens or hundreds of pieces, it's got a pretty good investment. And then the cases, they carry them all too.
And I assume the church owns them, correct?
Yeah, there is a group called, in fact, they're playing, there's a fundraiser this Sunday, which is, they got even more, they got six actors, maybe seven, and, they do own it, but they, this classical bell group, which is kind of like people come from different groups, and they've been around for 30 years or more, the person in Livonia, and they go around, but they own their own bells there, but mostly the churches do own their own, yep.
Well, you know what they say, more cowbell.
This is true. There's one guy in, you see there's some high schools, that have bells too, but more cowbell. As you think about, this one guy used to play when he had a praise band in there. He used to play percussion. He used to play right next to me when I first started. He played handbells, and him and his wife rang. And when he played then, he played the drums for this praise group. And he decided, Mike was, he was a mason. He did the fraternal order, but he did cement work and some other stuff like that, and anyway, he decided to get ambitious. He took crowbars, and he actually ground them down and had one octave of tuned crowbars.
Well, I suppose anything you can make resonant, you can make sing, so there you have it. I've actually seen some videos where people take some the most unusual things and turn them into quite decent instruments. It's pretty amazing. Not bells so much, or things like that, but just odd stringed instruments and stuff, and glasses and things like that, which is kind of a lot like bells. You've probably seen that.
Hey, this is Darren, Kilo Fox Charlie, Echo Tango, Quebec. What you said reminded me of the floppy drive machine that made music. I was playing floppy drives at different tones.
Oh, Darren, yeah, I haven't heard that one. Sounds interesting. And, there's a group called Step Off the Earth. They're a group, and they're like a family group type of thing, but they're known, they play covers of some of their own songs. Look up those ones on Town Road. They do actually play some handbells in it, but they don't play them in the conventional sense. It's called Step Off the Earth. And if you look at the one from like Little Nas X, the Old Town Road one, it's pretty good. But go ahead, Sean.
I guess I'm coming up to the pinch point here. I'm in the left lane, and it's moving pretty good. So I thought I was in the one that had the zipper down, but it's the right lane that pinches in. So I don't know why the left lane's moving so well. But what a mess. So stay off of 94 north of, pretty much, I don't know, where's the Gratiot exit? About 13 miles? Somewhere north of the 13-mile road, all the way out to, I don't know what, coming up on the spillway here, so just a big bottleneck. As soon as I get through it, I'll be moving. It still says I'm on target for Richmond, my destination at 6:30, so well on time.
Yeah, you're probably running not too far away from me, just close, but just on the freeway. So, and Gratiot, Gratiot is up there south of McComb. Yeah, so it's like at 13 mile, just north of 13. So you're going all the way to Richmond. Very good. Go ahead, Darren.
I was just listening. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Hey, Darren, when's your court date for the radio thing?
That would be 30 seconds.
Alrighty, well, we got a little time to see how it all unfolds. I think the best advice I've seen in there is just go in there and say, hey, I was on a ham radio, here's my license, and here's, you know, and therefore I was exempt. I wouldn't offer anything more.
Yes, that is the rough plan and what I'll be saying.
I think we're all waiting anxiously to see how it all shakes out. So, it'll be fun to see. And the freeway is back open and moving, so, yee-haw. Should I get a coffee? How far ahead of schedule am I?
See, I told you it opened
back
up.
Yeah, you're coffee. Yeah, well, I was talking about ahead of schedule. The, got that water main going there in Oakland County. It's kind of a minor miracle, I think, or good, good craftsmanship. They got it done, apparently, so that people can take showers and go back to their normal activities. That's amazing. Go ahead, Darren. Yeah, what city is your whatever you got going on, Darren?
The court date is in Warren, the 37th District Court or something like that.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever you got going on, I'll see you face-to-face there sometime. Whatever, and find out more. But very good. So what's your, like, after 6 p.m. coffee? Is it the same as before 8 a.m., Sean?
Was there somebody else in there between, besides Steve and Darren and I? W8RCY has a quick question for Sean. Good evening, Donald. What's up?
Is that part of that construction I talked to you about a couple of weeks ago or so, eastbound 94? And if so, where did it open it back up at?
About 16 mile. I've got a phone call I have to take here.
Copy. You answered my question. Thank you. Have a good evening. And good luck with your phone call. W8RCY. Continue on, gentlemen. Thank you for the break.
Yeah, okay, very good.
Hey, KJ.
And I've got to hit the ground running here. So I'm going to say 7-3. And talk to you folks again. This is KAAUHT.
Oh, I hate those calls.
So your traffic is now cleared up and you're still on your way. Correct? KJO.
Hello, KJO.
Let me switch to a better repeater. W8FU.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Tango, Quebec.
Hello, Darren. I heard you. I was just waiting for Sean to jump over to another repeater. What did they write the violation?
Just we'll
for,
run
Darren?
The UMP for a hot minute.
Specifically say.
All right. Now they're having me go all the way to 26 mile. Why would they have me pass M19 or whatever? Why would they have me go to 26? Doesn't that take me way out west of town?
They cited me for ordinance 257.602B, That is B as in Bravo.
I got timely information I need.
Well, if you can get off an M19, get off an M19, because if they're going to take you out the 26, you're going to backtrack to Gratiot. I mean, but if they're saying that M19's all blocked up, you can take 26, backtrack, turn right on M19 and right on Gratiot. Or if you got to go right into downtown Richmond, you can take that to Fredmore Highway and go right up into it.
You think there might be a reason why they're having me bypass if I don't listen to them and go up to 26? You think I'm risking something on M19 or something, or on Gratiot?
No, I don't think so. It moves pretty quick, even when it is a little backed up. It does move pretty quick. And I haven't gotten any alerts of any type of incidents, so I think you're safe to get off on M19.
All right, I just wanted to get that in because the exit's about a half mile ahead. I just want to blow by it before I got an answer. Okie doke, carry on, sorry. WATP.
Nope, you're good, Sean. I said, unfortunately, I didn't come up that way, or I'd let you know. I came through Armada today. Go ahead, Darren, KCK Joe.
Someone was asking about what the exact violation is. It says Ordinance 2-57.602 Bravo. And it specifically says texting first red slash send while driving, use handhold mobile device while operating. MV first offense.
So operating a mobile device while in motor vehicle. That sounds like they said that you were texting. So you weren't texting. You were on an HT. So, yeah, show your HT, I guess. Whatever Sean recommended, along with your ham license. And you should be okay. Show that you are operating your amateur radio, which is exempt from the hands-free phone law, whatever it is.
That is what I was expecting.
Man, I gotta jump out of here. I got my meeting coming up here for the city. And I just passed, State Trooper just passed me as I'm TXing with you, so he didn't zip around.
Okay, well, talk to you later. Fuel Fox Charlie, Echo Tango, Fullback.
Yeah, Sean, just take the M19 exit, the Gratiot, and north into Richmond. You will be fine. KCK Joe.
You know, this isn't my normal stomping grounds. When I was thinking 26, I was thinking they're taking me up to Marine City Highway. And I'm like, why would they take me way past? But I do this route all the time. I just go over to County Line and run that up. I six one, half dozen the others. So, yeah, I see what they were having me do. And I do this route a lot. All right, let you get to what you got to do. I'm going to pay attention here. I'm on 26, getting ready to turn on County Line. W8FU.
You're the human in the loop. Don't trust the AI.
I doubted it, Dave. I said, no, I know better. And it broke it off. I do that all the time. I don't, it's like, Navigator, you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, in this case it did. I should have listened. So I don't run Waze that much, so I don't have a trust factor with it. This is only the second or third time I've ran Waze recently, and probably I can only remember one other time that Waze suggested something and I ignored it, and it was right. It was down in Louisiana. Should have paid attention.
Yeah, now if you have Android on, I have both now, and I put either one on my car. And
let me check that. I'll let you know if there's any traffic and all that. It'll, like, completely interrupt you and stuff.
So there's a app. It's called iExit. And when you're traveling on the interstate, it only works on the interstate. It will actually tell you, it detects what interstate you're on, what direction you're traveling, and it'll show you what's coming up at the next exit, the one after that. So if you want to kind of like, you know, oh, I'm looking for a cup of coffee, or specifically a Starbucks, or a Tim Hortons, you know, you can use that to find it. And it's nice, but you still kind of need a, you know, person in the driver, in the passenger seat kind of navigating it while you're driving, because it's, you know, it's a little bit fidgety. I was wondering if they could incorporate that into the AI experience, just you're driving along, you know, hey, whatever, you know, can, you know, where's the next Starbucks on my, you know, on my path?
Fuel Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Some of that, I think, is also when you're on the road and you're actually seeing the signs in person, or for that matter on a computer screen, you realize that you need the coffee, where you might not think that you need the coffee otherwise. Fuel Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Oh, I always need the coffee. That goes without saying, but... Yeah, I just, that would be nice if I could just, you know, because I get so frustrated, you know, not while driving. He won't let me interface. So let's get the voice thing down. Let's get the AI thing down. And let me drive along and say, you know, just, I could be driving along, pay attention. I can say, you know, hey, AI, you know, find me a Starbucks on my path. And that would be sweet. And it would say, okay, there's another one coming up in 12 miles in Jackson, Mississippi. It'll be on the exit, blah, 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 and I'd say, well, thank you. I can wait that 12 minutes.
Yeah, UMP died on me.
Really? That's weird.
It might have been the kids that flipped the, I've got a three-position switch for the antenna. As they got out of the car, they might have picked it, but I lost you.
Okay, well, Darren and I just sidebired on, they got to get the AI to the point where I can just say, hey, AI, where's there a Starbucks on my path? And it calculates, it knows what road I'm on. It can look ahead on the exits and say, oh, in three exits, there's a Starbucks 12 miles away. That's what we need.
Well, it would be letting you know every exit, because there's probably a Starbucks every exit. But there's, hey, Sean, do you want a Starbucks?
Yeah, I was commenting on how there's an application called iExit. And it kind of does that, but you gotta diddle with it. And, it's better if you have a passenger that can operate it because, you know, it's a little fidgety. But it knows what interstate you're on, and it looks at every exit in your travel direction, and, it shows you everything that's coming up. But you still gotta, you know, manipulate it and take your eyes off the road and all that stuff. They gotta get that incorporated into one of the apps so that you can just talk your way through it. Anywho, I am fast approaching. I got about a mile and a half here, so I get to Gradiot in Richmond. I'm about a half hour ahead of schedule, so I got to decide what am I going to do with myself.
The iPhone lets you do that, add stops along your route.
Once you get there, you could just turn on your HF radio and do some DXing with it, right?
Normally, yes. I normally run HF out of the car here, but I don't have it in here right now. And, all the apps will let you add a stop along your route. That's not the hard part. The hard part's having it figure out where the Starbucks is or whatever you're looking for on your route and then adding it. It's the figuring it out part that I'm looking for. And I haven't yet seen an app that'll do that. Not verbally, you know, so. But I'm sure it's coming.
I think Apple Maps might be able to do that, although when I asked it to add an item to my route, it said I can't add anything to non-existent route.
You taking Richmond down for a bit, or you got some plans, I'm guessing?
Oh, yeah, this is unrelated to Richmond. I've got an estate I have to go preview.
Oh, okay.
All right, let me get out of here. I got to figure out what I'm doing here and pay attention, so catch everybody in a bit. W8FD.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
W8FU.
KF8S. So funny. I'm on the radio now, too.
On the radio. On the radio.
Yeah, I just got in the car. I had to pick up the kids. Dad taxi.
There you go. I just went and looked at a barn full of scrap. There was like maybe one thing I'd be interested in. It was a cabinet. But not interested in enough to come back and get it.
Like a cabin, like in like a house?
No, cabinet. It's an old Motorola repeater cabinet. They're very Art Deco. They got a speaker in the front, meters across the top. They're very, they're kind of, you know, most of the old radio jocks, you know, that have been doing it as long as I have a fond memory of those Art Deco cabinets. Usually you just gut them and use them for something else, because it is 19-inch rack mount.
Interesting. So there was a speaker in it so you could hear the repeater and all that?
Yeah, it was a, I don't know if it was Progress Line, but it was a Motorola repeater, all tuned back in the day. And, you know, it had this very, very Art Deco look to it, and had the speaker on the front and meters across the top. Just really cool looking. So, well, I want one, but I wasn't going to take like 99% of the stuff he had there. I had no interest. I come in there and take maybe two of the things, and I'm almost like, I don't know. I mean, I might give him a call and say, you know, if you want, I'll come get those two repeaters and that BC610. You know, just probably sit around and till I'm old like him, try to get rid of it. Anywho, I'm going to wave to Tim. I'm just pulling into downtown here by the fire station.
Oh, is he actually meeting you there, or are you driving by his house?
No, I'm just driving by his proximity, his general area. Not actually driving by. I mean, I am, but I'm not. At 32 in Maine. I think I'll take 32 across to Romeo. It's a few extra minutes, but I like that route.
Turn the repeater on again or whatever.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's like Warren and Richmond. I'm in the center. And Richmond's very, you know, kind of staticky, like S7. And Warren's like, you know, booming in S9 plus.
Where is that at?
At my house. I'm like perfectly in the center. Like, I think Warren is 8 miles and Richmond is 8 miles. But I'll get into Warren better than I'll get into Richmond.
I'd still like to get some improvements on the Richmond Tower, but we gotta coordinate it with some other work because it involves climbing and stuff. So there's that. I just wish there was some place, any place, where I could put something in that dead middle zone. And it's not just us, you know, amateur. It's the cell companies are clamoring for stuff to cover in that middle ground. But they don't got to do quite as much as we do. They can put up a 100-footer and, you know, kind of handle it. But I just wish there was something. I mean, I got my towers, but I really can't co-locate on those. So, sites in the northern middle section of this county are horrible.
Yeah, it's too bad he couldn't use that hospital I don't know if that would really serve it. It would help you at all. You know that hospital at Romeo Plains, 23 miles?
Well, how tall is it? Because I do control the rooftop to a degree. So, how tall is it?
It's only like, it's only 4 stories, maybe 4 or 5 stories, so I don't know if that would... Like I said, I don't know if that would help you at all.
Yeah, I really thought Romeo would do a better job in that it would, get in conjunction with Warren and Richmond. They would, you know, sure, there would be a middle dead spot, but there would be diversity, you know. Sure, you might not get in the, well, they're not really satellite receivers, so you got to pick, but... That's the other thing, too, is I thought about putting some satellite receivers on the, No, I don't want to. I was thinking about putting some receivers on the 2.6 at some point, but, you know, every year I get older and crotchetier and less likely to get into any major projects.
Yeah, I think what you've got going on now is... users are using them, so I think you're good for what you got right now. I mean, now you got Dakota's got kind of a mini repeater up by his place.
You know, maybe that's the answer. Maybe we start, you know, deploying, you know, like the cellular model. A lot of smaller low-profile ones, but if you connect them, then, you have, of course, frequencies and frequency reuse and all that stuff becomes an issue. We're going to have to explore a new band. We're just going to have to open up, we'll just put in a whole bunch of 900s. So, okay, that's it. We all got to go out and buy 900 equipment, repeaters. Yay.
I can't find any 900 megahertz that are more than 1 watt. There's, you know, it's funny, Redivis makes some 900 megahertz DMR radio. But it's like only 1 watt. Like, what are you going to do with that?
Yep. Yep, there you go. So, it's a different age, different things. I was talking to this guy, he's as old as the hills, and he's got all this old military dynamotors and teletype equipment and crystal stuff, and it's like, you know, it's like, I just don't see any way to move it, you know, or use it. And And, you know, I feel bad, you know, but, you know, it's just it's decades past its useful life. And, and the guys that are getting in now are doing something completely different. You know, there's a nostalgia thing, but even the kids that are getting into it now, what they'll consider nostalgic is completely different, you know? So it's not even the same. I've got gear that, you know, was I pined for when I was young and I couldn't, you know, got it, like the Collins gear and stuff. You still get good money for the really nice pieces, but the prices are plummeting on that stuff because nobody that wants it, you know, really in a position to monkey with it anymore. Most of it's dumping onto the market. So it's sad but true. That's the way it works.
Yep. And I like to see, like, something that you could use. I mean, I'm always looking at that POX stuff. I wish they would come out with, like, an open standard for, you know, the push-to-talk over cellular radios that uses cell towers. But I think that's another fragmented market. If you could get people to agree on a standard for that, you could utilize all the cell towers and then still have redundancy with the old stuff, right? You have it built in, like have a hybrid. It's a UHF radio and it's
I don't usually work this repeater on this road, so let me know if I get crappy. So far it's sounding good to me. But in the past the experimentation and the things that we were doing kind of, played into the commercial, you know, so we were doing things that would find their way into the commercial, you know, world or make things better in the commercial world. And that's not really, you know, happening anymore. You know, the commercial stuff and our stuff is just, you know, we're not utilizing any of the surplus out commercial stuff anymore to see if we can do something more with it or make something of it. You know, it's, they're just parting ways and we're losing that connection because, let's face it, a lot of the stuff was either ex-military stuff. First, our stuff was becoming military stuff and commercial stuff because, you know, we were first. And then once the commercial and the military took over, then we started repurposing the military stuff. And then, we started repurposing the commercial stuff. And, it was always a symbiotic, you know, thing between military, commercial, and ham radio. That's just not really happening too much anymore. Unless you count the computer end of it. I guess there's a little of that going on now.
Well, I mean, it's closed. You know, hams want to tinker. And if you don't let the hams have the plugs, like, you know, like the Motorola stuff, right? So you got the entitlements and all that stuff. And I know they'll give it to you, and if you go, you become a vendor and you talk to them, and it's like, oh, you're a ham radio operator, okay, here you go, we'll unlock it all for you. But it's like, they make it difficult, and, but I don't know. It's weird. I don't know what the answer is for this. So like, I guess what is Wyatt doing? You know, Wyatt's a young operator.
TFA-FQN.
Are you getting?
And you aren't coming in clear there. You're cutting really in and out, and I only got to hear like one word or one part of your transmission.
Okay, I wonder if my battery's dying or something.
Sorry, I was monkeying with something else there. I didn't hear. But, yeah, I'm at Wolcott and 32, so if I'm losing Richmond, let me know.
All right, I got car full. Chat later. All right, I just switched over to the Romeo, so we'll see how that works. And good evening, Wyatt.
Good evening,
Sean.
How's it going?
Hold on one sec, phone call.
All right, ESA, SQN, standing by.
All right. I hate that phone call.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Did you hate the phone call?
Yeah, it's going to be a few years until you get to experience the phone call, the dreaded phone call, but it's when the wife says, I'm hungry, and I say, well, what do you want? She says, I don't care, anything. And then you start naming things off, and she says, no, no, nah, not that, no, not that. I thought you said anything. Yeah, anything. Yeah, you got about, 10 years maybe before you're going to use it. Trust me, sooner or later you'll experience it.
God, it sounds like my mom. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's a fight we all must face. Yours is coming soon. It will be soon enough. So don't rush it. It's not that big a deal, but it is frustrating. Somebody once said, you know, the trick is you say, guess where we're going, and then they get up, here she's calling, I gotta figure out what she figured out what she wants.
Okay, well, good luck.
I suggested a restaurant. No, she can't find the menu, so... Anyhow, what was I saying? Never mind. How's life? What have you been up to? How's school? How's Fat Cube? And how's daily life? You doing okay? You keeping on top of everything?
Usually, thank you for asking. So the Fat Leo project, the CubeSat, that turned into a big haul. I gutted everything because... I'm moving to more, actually, like, base-ready prototypes, you can say. So I'm actually looking at CNCing some, like, an actual aluminum satellite frame and building, like, a custom-fitted stack for my electronics and stuff. But right now, all the parts are in the case right now, and I already got all my reports and stuff done on it. Just to have a little reference guide when I'm building an aluminum frame. I'm working to get that DMR radio, that Intone 868, I think, that Tom gifted me. I'm working to get that set up still. I've been kind of slacking on that. I have to wait till to go to my mom's business because she has a Windows computer there, and that doesn't work with, the plugin doesn't work with the MacBook, so I've used the Windows. But other than that, yeah, everything's been going good. School's been going good. I don't have any homework, thank God. And my grades are good. Thank you for asking.
All right, well, very good. I have no doubt you'll excel. What you put your mind to, you see they have that back. So, good thing. Big thing for folks like us is getting distracted. You know, too many projects. Ooh, that looks fun. Ooh, that looks fun. That's the danger. I just was meeting up with an old guy, 85 years old. He had a lifetime collection of old military boat anchors and commercial boat anchors. Just wanted to pick up. He wanted somebody to have it before it went to a dumpster, but truth be told, this stuff was so far beyond its prime. I took it
breaking out there really bad. I think you're hitting the roaming repeater. I can hear you, but I can't really, you're really quiet. I can't make out what you're saying. But from what I heard about the boat anchors and stuff, I didn't hear the rest, but I'm assuming you didn't buy them so they didn't come out.
Give me a few minutes to get out of this hole area. This is that famous hole area. I got to get a couple of miles and I'll be okay. WAFQ.
Alright, yeah, I'm going to go talk to my parents really quick. So I'll be monitoring still. WAFQN, monitoring, or staying by.
Well, well.
WAFQ, this is
TFA, FQN,
are you still there?
Well, yes, I am. Almost to my destination, my first stop, I should say. But I should be into the Warren machine quite well now.
Yeah, you're a lot better now. You're coming in clear now.
Yeah, so I think I got her perusing the menu of a place coming up here on the right, so now she's just got to report back what she wants, and in the end, it'll probably be a cheeseburger with nothing on it and french fries, after all that.
She's gonna cut herself like me.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that, but nice to just know what you want and then say it. And I want, get me a cheeseburger with nothing on it and fries. It's like perfect. But you gotta do the dance. So again, don't rush it. You'll experience the dance at some point in your life. All right, it's just up ahead on the right. I will listen out and then I'm gonna go jump inside and make an order. Since she didn't order in advance, I'm gonna have to sit there and watch cat videos while they're making my food. W8FU after yours.
All right, so you sent me some of those cat videos. All right, I hope that place is a good place, and I hope your dinner is good. And you have a good rest of your evening. It was nice talking to you. KFAFQN, clear for now.
W8 Flatulent Underwear, told you wind up.
I'm just parking at Mickey D's. What's up?
Just had to say hi real quick. And hi, Wyatt. Haven't met you, but I've heard you a bunch on the radio. Call is WY8M. Name is Arpad, A-R-P-A-D. I'm sure we'll talk sometime soon. Just wanted to say hi real quick, Sean. I'll let you go. I'm out. W-I-M.
W-Y-8-M, W-8-F-U.
KFA, GBA listening.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Tell you what, anybody's on Van Dyke between, 17 and 18, they are wolf packing or something. Just while I was waiting for my food here, I seen them pull over like three people. W8FU.
Connected to CMN Network.
This is Whiskey 8, Charlie Mike Charlie. Whiskey 8, cash, I check.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8, FGS, monitoring.
KF8, EAP. I heard you, KF8, was it EAF?
That's KF8, FGS, that's finding good signals. Pretty quiet out here tonight.
I'm up here in Burt. How are you?
We're doing well down here in Utica, basically. In the mobile right now, on the way home from the Hazel Park Amateur Radio Club monthly meeting. Back to you.
Gosh, I'm just sitting in my house on my little HT here. It's the only thing I got for the UHF right now. But at our monthly meeting for Sarah back yesterday.
So, Roger that. Is that the Saginaw Club?
The Shiawassee.
Oh, Roger that. Yeah, very good. Yeah, I got some friends up in Burt. Got to get them interested in radio. I remember we camped out, they had a lake, we took our trailer up there and camped for a weekend one time, and we went into Birch Run, and to some place called Tony's or something like that. Best catfish I've had in Michigan.
They definitely got a good portion size there at Tony's. I haven't been there in a bit, but I kind of burned myself out of it there when I first moved up here.
Yeah, they seem to, everything is bacon up there, as I recall. They're real big on bacon in that place. But tell me your call again and your name. My name is David, but then that's KF8FGS, finding good signal. What's your name and what's your call?
David, my name is Luke. Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Alpha Papa, KF8DAD.
No, Roger that. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Papa Alpha, is that correct?
Alpha Papa.
No, Roger that. Now, there's another operator up in that region. I hear him, he's on the Guilford repeater. Tom is his name, pretty nice guy. I haven't met anybody froggy yet on the radio.
I have talked to Tom. I haven't talked to him in a minute, but I haven't been on the repeater in a minute either. I've been mostly on HF lately.
Yeah, Roger that. I just picked up a four-band vertical tonight from one of the fellow club members. I'm excited to get that put up. It's, let me see, what is it, 10, it's 10, 20, 40, and 80, vertical.
Well, that sounds pretty good. I usually run a infant halfway for my HF, but one of the club members actually just gave me a kit to build a 10-meter J-pole with some ladder line. I'm going to be working on that in the next week. I have not had any good luck with 10-meter on my NFED half-wave, though, so I'm going to go with that ladder line J-pole and see how that goes.
Yeah, Roger that. I just, today my effort was I put a tripod with an 8-foot mast on garage building at the back of my property. And I've got a four-band fan dipole that I'm going to put up as soon as I get the I got to get a couple of pulleys and a couple springs and the weight to go with it to get that put up here. Hopefully by the end of the day Saturday, I'll have that antenna up and I'll be keying up on that. We'll see what happens. I'm gonna start see how it does on 10 meters, and we'll carry on from there.
Sounds like a plan, man. I won't be around this weekend, otherwise I'd listen in for you, but I'm going down to Ohio this weekend, but coming Monday morning, I'm going to be building that J-pole and being on the radio a bit on Monday. I got off work Monday. I'm actually only working for 10 of them next week, so maybe I just play around with the radio and the lights.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I'm interested in getting that fan dipole put up. I picked up an ICOM 7300, that latest, greatest, and get that hooked up to monitor so I can see that waterfall. But tell me your name again.
Name is Luke. Do you have the MK2 or you have the original ICOM? I just picked up the Mark II when it came out, and I love it.
Yeah, this is the Mark II, and I'm loving it. But I got to get a better antenna. I had a toy box antenna. It's more of like for doing POTAs and stuff, and it runs 6 through 40 meters, but it doesn't do too well. It's not very high off the ground. It's vertical, but it's not very, it's sitting on the ground with a bunch of radials, and I had a hard time masking it to match, so I'm excited to get this dipole put up. But Luke, I tell you, I'm going to have to say 73s. I just got to my QTH, and it's about 2 hours past my bedtime. I'm going to suffer tomorrow, that's for sure. Well, it's been real nice. Thanks for the QSO, Luke, and up there in Burt. And this is David, KF8FGS. And we say that's finding good signal down here near Utica, Michigan. Again, we'll say 73, and I'll have to be clear on your final.
All right, David, 7-3 as well to you. Good chatting with you. It's made someone new. I was sent off here, KFA,